Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action. May 1, Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 through 13. The Word of the Lord. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?'" I am a poor predictor of what someone else thinks. For example, I heard loved ones speak negatively about me when they did not know I could hear. I was shocked. On another occasion, I was pleasantly surprised when people in positions of power spoke words of grace when anger seemed justified. Fairly regularly, I am challenged when close friends offer unexpected opinions. Sarah overheard God say she would have a son. Her laughing disbelief was expressed silently in her mind. Yet God heard her. He knew exactly what was in her mind. Nothing is hidden from God. God knows our thoughts. How does it comfort or challenge you to know your thoughts are known by God? How can this serve as motivation for honest conversations with Him? Father God, my thoughts are not hidden from you. I choose to set aside shame or fear and talk to you about everything. Amen. Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.